little bit of Kate Smith singing God Bless America, made famous on this day in 1939 when Kate Smith sang this song, recorded this song, as the patriotic song God Bless America. It's still sung at some sports events and celebrations in combination with the national anthem, but it's always associated with her on this day, March the 21st, 1939. On this day, let me say, this is the New Year celebration for the Baha'i faith, Nowruz, the Baha'i New Year. This is the first day of the calendar of the Baha'i people. On this day, the then Shah of Iran, Reza Shah Pahlavi, told the international community they were changing the name of Persia to Iran in their native Farsi, means land of the Aryans. And on this day in 1946, Kenny Washington signed with the Los Angeles Rams, becoming the first African-American player in American football since 1933. And a very infamous day. We'll all remember this day. Those of us who know our history know about South Africa. Think about these moments. On this day in 1960 was the Sharpeville Massacre near Johannesburg, South Africa, in the township of Sharpsville. Afrikaner police opened fire on a group of unarmed black South African demonstrators, killing 69 people and wounding 180 in a hail of a submachine gun fire, mowing people down. This day was the Sharpeville Massacre, 1960, which really began the modern revolution to end apartheid in South Africa. 5 years later on this day, following the Bloody Sunday March earlier that month, Dr. Martin Luther King led 3,000 civil rights demonstrators on a march in Alabama from Selma to Montgomery under the protection of army units deployed by then-President Lyndon Baines Johnson after Bloody Sunday when so many people were hurt and injured and one killed. This day in 1970 was the first Earth Day, proclaimed by then-Mayor of San Francisco, Joseph Alioto. In 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment was sent to Congress, to the states, for ratification. Didn't happen. Maybe it'll still happen before we draw our last breath in this nation. And on this day in 1980, we just finished the Winter Olympics. This is the day that President Carter, then in 1980, told the U.S. Olympic Committee that American athletes would be boycotting the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow. And we want to say happy birthday to Gay Adegbolola, who's been a guest on the show many times. She was born on this day in 1944, great singer. If we have time, we'll play some of her music. She was part of Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, one of the great people on the planet, joins our show a great deal. On this day, she was born in 1944, as was Rosie O'Donnell in 1962. And on this day, we lost Mataoka, better known to most Americans as Pocahontas, who died on this day in 1617, as did Cornelia Fort. This is significant. 1943, she was the first American woman to die in combat in World War II, as the first woman pilot to die in combat for America. On this day in 1970, the great Walter White was born, president of the NAACP, a man who could have passed for white, but was a crusader for civil rights and human rights in this country. Of course, he passed on and was then Roy Wilkins took over as the NAACP president on April the 11th. And on this day, one of the great writers in humankind was born, Chinua Achebe, the great Nigerian writer, the great Igbo author, poet, and author, who wrote Things Fall Apart, part of a trilogy that outlined what happened to the Igbo people when the British came and colonialism began, following generations. It was an incredible trilogy. He was a great man, a great teacher. I had the honor of studying with him back in 1968. But this was the day in 2013 we lost the great Chinua Achebe. And that's this day in history, March the 12th. You can see our full list of what happened on this day in history at our website, steinershow.org. And throughout the show, of course, we'll be highlighting, especially the music that's associated with this day in history. That's this day in history, March the 21st.
Got to get you off of my